We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Mr. Jurgens won't be in today. We also have the sheriff, who is birthday boy today, 67 ripe years, still getting around pretty good. So happy birthday, Sheriff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We probably should sing to him, shouldn't we?
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should.
Well, I was going to bring you donuts, but I mean, just with your occupation, I know the stigma.
Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gus. Happy birthday to you. And we do mean you.
That's pretty good for us. Good thing Denny was here.
Denny's got a good voice.
Up next, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held November 17th, 2021. Approve all claims through December 1st, 2021 in the amount of $603,988.07. Accept claim number 2112-0063 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $1,559.58 and number 2112-0065 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $274.26 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Mark Gunke as Gage County Highway Superintendent effective 9/13/2021. Approve correction on 11/17/21 minutes to read: County Board supports allowing Tri-County School to have the ability to lower the speed limit, speed and flashing light when needed, or to have the flashing light and lowering of the speed limit to 45 at all times. Approve utility permit number 1229 to Pawnee County Rural Water. They'll be boring a 3-inch bore by 5-foot deep line to construct a new 2-inch water line under 176 Road, north of East Locust Road in the right-of-way of Gage County Public Road System, located southeast quarter section of 14, southwest quarter section of 13, Township 3 North, Range 8 East of Sherman Township. Approve specs and call for bids on 2 2021 or newer tandem axle trucks. Bid to be opened on December 29th, 2021 at 9:15 a.m. Any discussion on the consent agenda? Discussion or questions?
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. The dump trucks could be out a little further than what we're used to, as a lot of equipment may be, so although this may be on the agenda and bid, we may not see it this budget year still. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2112-0063 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $1,559.58. This is a company that I own. Any discussion?
Move to approve.
Moved by Haxby.
Second.
Second by Byers. I'm sorry, any discussion on this? Please vote. 5 in favor, with Teeman abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 2112-0065 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $274.26. This brings the total of amount of claims approved through December 1st, 2021 to $605,821.91.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby. Any discussion?
Did you have to be present to win?
There's no disclaimer on here. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items?
We've got a couple of seniors back there against the wall that we ought to have them comment on stuff. They're eating cookies.
Ooh. Are those donuts? Be careful with those.
Yeah, Mr. Acton? Way too close to Gus.
Terry, would you give us your name and address for the
record,
please?
We're glad you guys are here.
Terry Acton, 31250 South 94th Road.
Terry, thank you for your work on the wind regulations and your work on the planning and zoning, too. We don't ever get to really tell you thank you, and maybe I shouldn't, not knowing what you're coming to talk about.
Well, thank you, Eric, and thank all of you for all your work you did on getting that, the efforts done to get that done. So I appreciate that. So not that I want to stir the pot on wind again, but I thought I should bring something to the attention that I read in our local paper from Commissioner Shuler, which stated that he wrote one point, or I should back up to make several residents have thanked me for my opposition to the strict regulations. And they said, and it says one pointed out that the regulations apply to small residential wind generators as well as tall towers. Now the restrictions and requirements of the application make them an impractical alternative to the utility company's charges. So from planning and zoning, our intent was never to change anything with small wind.
I don't believe we did. I read that as well. Is there anything that touches? Lisa's not here.
No
discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So, yeah, so I thought, well, maybe I missed something. So I reached out to Lisa, and I asked her that question, and she says the single wind system under 100 kW and under 135 feet is by conditional use permit. And then, quote, and in commas, does not need a hearing process. So I'm pretty sure we never discussed it, and I'm pretty sure the intent of what P&Z passed on to you had nothing to do with wanting to change small wind regs. And I've always said that if somebody wanted their own personal turbine, that if I had to, I'd carry them up those stairs to get it done, because I always championed people doing things on their own properties. And so the only thing that I read through this morning on that was that in 6.64, the small wind energy conversion system is primarily used to generate energy for its use by its owner. And then maybe this is where that they pick up on this, and it says a small wind energy facility shall be sited and designed to minimize adverse visual impacts on a neighbor's property. That's the only connection I can think is with that. But like I said, I think everybody on the board champions people having their own turbines for their own energy use on their own property. Not, and that it's personal, it's their turbine, it's not a commercial entity coming forward. So I thought, well, if I read that and I don't come and talk to you about it today, it'd be just as if I said, yeah, I agreed with it. So I thought, well, I got to go. So I came to you today. So I'd like to see a clarification publicly on what that means there. So,
and as Counselor reminded me, we can't have discussion at public comment, but I am glad you brought that up because I noticed that as well when I read that this morning.
All right. That's all I got. Thank you again for all your work. Have a good day.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Anyone else for public comment? Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Davey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
I really didn't have anything to discuss. I did just bring up the winter lights went really well. We had a good size crowd. Weather was nice. Did have a little slight delay. My wife says, oh, don't worry about it. Nobody will even notice that. And then I told her a couple days later, I said, it made the paper. So anyway, we will make sure that that doesn't happen again next year. Otherwise, everything went really good on it. And the new wreath on the north side that Setzer's Welding donated really helps on the
right. It was absolutely wonderful. It is every year, and it was just absolutely beautiful, and everybody enjoyed every minute of it. Yes. And the harmonizers did a great job, and it was wonderful.
It's always a fun project to see. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was planned myself.
No, it wasn't. We kind of put Santa on the spot, I'm afraid. So.
Well, no, I mean, something like that, too. It's important we bring it up, I think. You know, the work you put in, the work the Holiday Lights Committee puts in, the private donations that go into this project, but then the businesses that give also. Mark and Kathy Setzer Welding, manufacturing. It's great to see something like that. Sean Van Lanningham every year. The community players donating sound equipment. The Homestead Harmonizers coming and putting on a performance. I mean, all those pieces working together. Dave in the background doing everything. Thank you, too. But I love seeing all the private people and companies that come together on that. We don't have a sound system, a lighting system. Where does the lettering come from? I assume that's not ours?
No, JT actually made that years ago.
So JT Thornburg, he has that equipment. He wasn't able to attend, but his daughter was.
Yes.
It's just fantastic to have the community support. There was a fellow from the paper that talked to Roger and I and the sheriff afterwards, and he said, what makes this an ongoing tradition? And I said, community support. You know, there's parents, kids, everybody there together. And I think that's what it is, community support, the businesses, the local people. That's what really keeps it going. And it's nice to see.
Yeah, and that's where I realized, too, my oldest daughter's 34 now. And that's what we've been bringing our kids ever since the beginning, too. And you look back, and now they have kids that they want to bring back. So it's kind of going on three generations of...
We've got ornaments from that first one, I think. There must
have
been old Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, there is, for the first 10 years
or so. We've
had
ornaments for several years.
Yeah.
I've got them up in my office on a tree.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's an important part of Gage County to keep that going. And so... otherwise, the tower down in Wymore, the person wasn't able to pick it up after it sold last year, so we relisted it, and it brought $1,400 this time. So that was a nice surprise. So,
what are you hoping to get out of it the next time?
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
At least $1,500.
Yes. Now we got comparables.
and then the last...
Is that double the last time?
It brought... almost $900 last time with their commission on it. So yeah, it's been a surprisingly nice thing to put those on Purple Wave. I know we had good luck with our vehicles, too, last time. So that's a good way of getting rid of county surplus. So and the last thing I was going to bring up is I will be on vacation next week, and Rosie had something come up where she's going to be gone some next week, so neither of us will be here. Luckily, it sounds like it's going to be a quieter week without the jury part of the trial going on next week. But I did have a lot of offices offer. They said, oh, don't worry about it. They could handle their own trash. And I have an employee that said that she'll check out the bathrooms and things for us. So hopefully everything will go good. So.
Good. Well, we hope you have a nice vacation. You've worked hard and deserve it.
Thank you. Well, I hope when I come back, they don't say, hey, we really don't need you. We were able to do it all ourselves.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, you're safe.
Thanks, Dave. Anything else? Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance. Ms. Haxby.
Big ticket items. The Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $43,564.73.
How much?
Let me do that again for you. Okay.
One more jergens in that if you can.
$43,564.73. Better?
Oh, much better. Okay.
Midwest Service and Sales for culverts, $53,214.44. Sat Brothers Petroleum, Fuel and Oil, $18,756.85. And Engage for the share of the expenses, $28,350.75. That's it.
Thank you much. Human resource, employee relations. We really didn't have any little discussion in closed session. Law enforcement, emergency management. And in Lisa's defense, she tried calling me this morning, and I kept being on the phone every time she called. So I'm guessing she was telling me that she was not going to be in this morning.
She was here earlier.
She's in the office, later. I think, but, yeah.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you. In Dave's defense on that late lighting, is because I think the MC was pretty long-winded. I think that threw everything off on the timing. So I just want to put that out there.
Now
so.
It's campaign year.
Anyway, good morning. The only thing I really have, we are going to have the hearing Monday on that high-profile case we have. We're going to institute some security measures yet for that duration. We'll do it like we did last time. We'll have first floor screening. We'll have the door on the second level east side locked, but all the employees can fob themselves in. And hopefully it won't take too terrible long. Dave's aware of it. Sergeant Davidson's been going around letting all the officers know as well. So hopefully it will go without a hitch, and we just keep for the best on that. So that's really about all.
Do you need anything for that, or you have everything in order for last time?
I can need
time?
Money if you're always wanting to find. It's a birthday, you know. It's.
I'll take you out for lunch.
No, I think we're good right now. I think Don finished up some paperwork for Davidson, and we're in the process of submitting that grant for the baggage screening system. So it sounds like we got a really good chance of getting that one. So.
Are we okay on full staff, and we're all right?
Full staff. My last guy graduates December 9th. And so I should have everybody, except for the ones that are out for COVID, but I should have everybody full staff now, finalize his FTO training here after he gets back, and we should be up and running, hopefully cut back a bunch of overtime. So,
how many do we have out for COVID?
I think just as far as employee, and most of that's because we're exposed to it, and they didn't get vaccinated. I got one or two that have to stay home until they see how they turn out on it. Because I didn't get all my staff vaccinated because some just didn't want to do it. So, you know, that battle goes.
We have good news on that coming up. Hopefully Lisa has some good news for us.
Good.
On non-vaccinated immunity.
Okay. Very good.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Have a good birthday.
Thank you.
Lisa, I did apologize to you. You tried calling me, and I kept being on the phone when you called. I almost called you back about 10 o'clock last night.
I was just kind of going to wait till the moratorium, but you asked me a question about a couple questions at committee meeting, I believe. I was on the phone with Tasha Hessman just a little bit ago to get an update on the hospital criteria as far as your antibody testing and so forth, and she was going to get me a little bit more information. But anyone that wants to get an antibody test can do so. It's provided, but you need to work through your private provider. So whenever you go, you know, to your private provider, ask them, you know, that you'd like to have that. The only thing is the test that's being offered by the hospital is a simple yes or no. You do show antibiotics or you don't. It doesn't state how long, you know, it has been in your system. There were some different acronyms that she used that I wouldn't be able to as far as the type of test and so forth. So, and that is a cost. I'm not sure if your insurance company, you know, would cover that or not. But it is available here in Gage County. So, and as far as...
Do any of us who have had the COVIDs and then have the follow-up have to do anything more?
As far as the follow-up with the booster, are you referring to? It is strongly suggested. I think most of those individuals in our county were either Moderna or Pfizer. You know, it's strongly suggested that you do, you know, do the booster. But, again...
And if you've done the booster, then you're all set.
You are all set. It's
temporarily.
Not the, yeah.
For 6 to 9 months?
I don't know that particular timeline. So in terms of, you know, your exposure, the type of job that you have, your outer lining conditions, you know, your comorbidities, all those factor in. So I can't specifically say you're safe for 6 months or 9 months.
Now, you're supposed to have that information.
It's not being disclosed to me, and my sources come from Public Health Solutions. What I reached out to you was a conference call. Hopefully, we can set up with Kim. That's why I was needing to get a timeline from you.
I did see, so I've been trying to look on this. There's 135 studies right now that show that the natural immunity is very good. And it's looking like they said natural immunity was good for 8 months or so. Well, as the time goes in, this is from the Brownstone Institute, and it's as of October 17th. But they're saying the natural immunity might be a one and done, where you have immunity to up to 32 different potential strains. Mm-hmm. And this is me repeating what I've found, so hopefully it's right. But where the shot is still, you're only getting that 6 to 8 months. So you're going to have to keep getting the booster. And I saw the CEO of Pfizer saying the same thing, as this is not a one and done. So if you're relying on that, figure on continuing to get boosters. And they said another source last night watching the news, which Doug and I discuss whether it's fair and balanced, but on the news, I won't say what channel, the one speaker said that the Omicron strain, they believe formed and spread through vaccinated people. So I'm a little bit nervous of these vaccinated people making us non-vaccinated people sick. So just throwing that out there. But I would encourage everyone to talk to their healthcare provider and go off the advice of your healthcare provider. Because every study that says one thing, I'm guessing there's another one that says the exact opposite. The only one that...
How long did it take you to find the one that you wanted to read?
Yeah.
It's like the first thing I pulled up. It's probably Google steering things the way I want to read it, though. But talk to your healthcare provider. Make an informed decision with your provider that knows you and your healthcare needs.
There you go.
That's probably as good of advice as we can give now.
That's my advice to you, all of you, is that you all have private providers. You know, these are discussions that you need to have with them, assuming what's best for you. I will share with you.
You shouldn't be putting off getting vaccinated. You should get vaccinated, period, or you're contaminating other people that you're around.
It looks like the vaccinated ones are the ones that are really spreading it right now, because the sheer numbers of it, the disease is still going through the vaccinated folks. And I won't say who, but there's a person right now that we all know well that has COVID, and they're recovering and doing well, but they're a vaccinated person. They can still spread it to everyone else. So, I mean,
spread it faster if you're not vaccinated.
It's certainly an argument that a conversation that you can have many times over.
This would be one of those things that would probably make the paper for this is not a Board of Supervisors decision. Talk to your healthcare provider and get advice from them. But I just like throwing that out.
I do want to share, though, Tosh's message, though, this morning was that, they've saw over the weekend a large influx of patients coming in, not directly all, COVID related. They were full down to two beds, and their actual COVID wing is full as of this morning. But they had a lot of other things going on too, so in the community. But her message is continue to, self-monitor. She encourages also people that if you were exposed to COVID, to wait until those symptoms come forward. Don't go ahead and be tested right away. Wait till your symptoms come forward and then get tested. But their clinics, their rapid clinic has a two-hour wait, three-hour wait.
Are those beds that they have available like actual beds, or is it beds that can be helped by nurses? Because is it a shortage?
That is in the COVID wing. There's four beds in the COVID wing that are completely full. And then the other areas are tested out and then go on over to the acute care side. So,
okay. I know there's another, there's a labor shortage part of that.
So
it's
actually,
not just
this
the
is,
bed shortage.
No, this is throughout the whole hospital. Yeah, so they are full. Not, that isn't just COVID related. That is down to two beds. So, but their maternity ward is also full. So those are the positive things that come out of other areas. So I'll wait to cover when you get to the mentorium.
That's because we spent so much time
We did
home.
Spend a lot of time at home. That can work in the opposite way, too. So anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, you got him.
Okay, Road and Bridge, Mr. Dorn.
Only had one utility permit this time, which is a plus. Dirt crew's been busy shouldering blacktop. Asphalt crew did some crack sealing on Big Indian blacktop. We continue with bridge maintenance and inspections.
Should we do this before this?
We had some snow safety training. And one truck driver was out with COVID. That's all I got.
Does our director have anything?
Do you know if that driver was vaccinated? He was. Out with COVID and vaccinated, huh? At least he'll have natural immunity now. Okay. We will move on to approve or disapprove resolution for signing of the year-end certification of the County Highway Superintendent for 2021.
So the resolution will be 21-22.
Resolution 21-22.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Haxby. Any discussion on this? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Following up on that, approve or disapprove the year-end certification for the County Highway Superintendent.
Move to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. So we were just looking on this because it seems like those are backwards, but we have to approve the signing before we approve the certification.
It has to do with whether we get on any payments and things like that. So that's their process now.
We have a motion by Dorn, second by Byers. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Some of these are just procedural for funding sources. Approve or disapprove option to sign on to the opioid settlement agreement, which the Attorney General has helped negotiate and become eligible for a direct share of the settlement proceeds. This is the agreement we talked about 2 weeks ago, and we opted for with Roger. We opted for the
basically
option with less strings.
Well, we have an option basically to participate in the Attorney General's opioid settlement.
Right here.
We haven't opted for anything until we approve it.
Right. Sign on to the settlement.
More correct than you know.
With your help, look. They should become eligible for share. Sign on someone. The county's direct share for use with your review. It was option one that they gave us, option three, as we discussed it.
Don't get into the options. You just approve to participate in the opioid settlement negotiated by the Attorney General of the state of Nebraska.
As written.
Yes.
Or as on
the options that are in that letter, there's a lot of. It's just, it's very confusing. Once you get on and sign on to the deal, if you approve it, then it will go through that stuff and it'll come later. They have basically negotiated everything for us. And that's what you're doing. I was explaining to Tamley that the only other option you have is to participate on your own. And as I told you 2 weeks ago, that's, we don't have enough attorneys in this county to take on Johnson & Johnson. And it would be cost prohibitive, number one, and it would not be productive. You see the payout that they're anticipating on the spreadsheets. Not a lot of money, but it will help an existing program, and that's something that we'll look at down the road when money starts coming.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion on this? Please vote. Motion carries 6.
Mr. Chairman, one other thing I just bring up. You really need to designate an individual to receive or be the contact person in this thing. And I spoke with the AG's office. Basically, it varies. It'll be the person that gets on this website as directed on that letter. And I, again, it typically is the clerk or the chairman, sometimes the attorney. And I mean, where the money's going to be coming in, I think it'd be easier to, that's up to Dawn, but she's been getting the emails, so she's on that list.
Are you good with taking care of that?
She just needs to get on that website and go through, but it'll ask her who is the contact person for Gates County.
Do any of you have an issue with the clerk taking care of this? I just feel bad throwing one more thing her way.
Kind of goes along with the election commissioner stuff.
Roger sounded like he was volunteering.
I think Roger wants to do it as much as I want to.
I don't want to see any more money coming anywhere near me.
Roger, do we need to put it on? Do we need to make a motion?
I think just you could, if you don't have anything, just make it a motion because it is part of that recommendation.
Yeah, I'll make that a motion for the clerk to be our contact point for this program.
Second.
Settlement.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor, making 6 in favor to making our county clerk Don Hill the contact person for this opioid settlement agreement.
Don, I'll call the AG's office so that they sent out that deal in that Zoom meeting.
Yeah. I emailed them back and said I thought we'd be making a decision, but call them and let them know.
The main one was moved by Haxby, second by Lytle, and then the addition to that motion to make Don our contact person was moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Up next, approve or disapprove the resolution for a removal or extension or modification of the wind solar moratorium.
We didn't vote to approve that amendment.
Yeah, we have a 6-0 vote.
We did.
The main motion to approve or disapprove the opioid agreement, that was a motion by Haxby, second by Lytle, and we had a 6-0 vote. And then to make Don our contact person, that was moved by Lytle, second by you.
Okay, I thought we had another amendment.
Oh, no, we're good on that then.
Okay.
Up next, approve or disapprove the resolution for the removal extension modification of the wind solar moratorium.
I did not create another resolution because I don't know what you're going to do. So everybody should have a packet of what we've done to this point. That's what I gave you guys.
For each of them.
Yeah.
Eric, move to approve resolution for removal of the wind and solar moratorium.
Of the wind and solar.
Yep.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Schuler. Any discussion on this?
I'd like to leave the commercial solar since those regs aren't done. Not personal, just the commercial part until those are finished.
Lisa, do you have anything that you'd like to bring to us for you or the P&Z?
Sure. I appreciate the amendment possibility. If we would address personal use or anything under 100 kilowatts, that would help because as people are planning their new homes, they may be planning new solar panels. Right now, up to this time, before we had a moratorium, we were treating the panels on top of the rooftops, those smaller panels that are around 30 kilowatts that are about 10 foot tall. maybe take about 25 feet or so width. They were treated as an accessory to the primary use of that particular piece of real estate. So, you know, keeping that separate and allowing that to continue would be advantageous to the taxpayers.
With Gary's motion, though, they'd be able to do residential solar and commercial.
That is correct. So just to go back, I was pulling some of our data, our last draft, and was dated the 28th, 2020. So when I stated we were about 65% complete with our solar regulations, we had had John Hay come down, who's really a knowledgeable individual that had addressed the commission and to answer some of those questions. Obviously, that was some timeline. But we do know that we still need to work on the commercial side of things to also be comparable to the protection clauses now in your wind regulations. So those things need to be addressed. But keep in mind, we also then have to go to a hearing process, you know, before we recommend to you guys.
P&Z now are going through the regs on solar, right?
Yes. Well, so we have not started again. We had, it's been on hold because we were working on wind. I have a preliminary draft here dated in 2020. So
can I amend it to just leave out the commercial wind or solar part of it?
You could amend the motion or make a motion to amend the motion.
I'd have to amend it, wouldn't I? Roger? She can't amend my motion.
You made a motion to... She can make a motion to amend your motion, but she has to pull a second.
But she has to have a second, and then we'd have to vote on it.
You have to have discussion first, and then...
I'd like to just amend it and leave commercial solar on the moratorium. We can remove it on personal and wind.
Okay, we have a motion by Haxby to amend the motion to drop the moratorium other than commercial solar.
Correct.
And a second by Dorn. I'll also remind you, this moratorium is only good to the end of December. And then it drops completely. Okay, I'm saying that now. I'm second guessing myself. This moratorium is only good till the December 31st.
Yeah.
December 31st, 2021, and then all moratoriums drop as per resolution 2109. So we're talking about this 30-day period, or this, I shouldn't say that, this month, but. Any discussion on that amendment?
Can that be extended at the...
It could be extended. It would take another resolution. This resolution was passed on June 16th, 2021, but I have other stuff that shows July 15th, 2021.
That was the one before, I think.
Oh.
Because you have extended.
So we extended this one through...
We extended it twice.
Yeah, our second extension was July 15th, 2021, extension to July 2020. No, our extension was on June 16th. On June 16th, we extended the moratorium through the end of the year to give us more time to work on this, with the thought that we were going to drop the moratorium as soon as we had regulations in place.
As far as the commission is concerned, you know, we'll put it back on the agenda, but, you know, as everybody knows, on the commercial side, it's going to take a little time. Most sensitive thing is probably consideration of the view shed, setbacks for, you know, property owners, you know, for those commercial sites. So, but, you know, so we're at least 3 months out. So.
And those all go through special use permits?
Yes. So that is correct. Hearing process.
My thing of it is we don't have any regs at all on commercial solar. Now, personal solar, I'm the same boat as Terry. If you're going to use something for a personal deal, go for it. But we don't have any solar regs right now. And so if we just wait on those till we're done and then let the moratorium go after that.
Any additional discussion on the amendment to the motion? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. We have a motion by Haxby and a second by Dorn to drop the commercial solar from the... I'm sorry, I said that backwards. We have a motion by Haxby, second by Dorn, to leave the commercial solar portion of this moratorium in place.
That's only good till the end of this month?
Well, everything's only good till the end of the month on this motion. So what we're talking about dropping the moratorium, since it took us so long, we're down to only this month. So the moratorium ends December 31st, 2021, unless we make something new. But it ends for solar and wind.
Why don't we leave it alone till the end of the month and have a and discuss it for and have a vote for whatever follows that?
Leave it alone and just leave wind and solar both?
Just as it is right now, it's going to expire at the end of the month anyway.
And that would be fine. To do that, we would vote no to the original motion.
Well, we wouldn't have needed any of the motions if we were going to do that.
And that's an option.
We could rescind the motion, couldn't we, Gary and I?
If you would both want to, well, first we have to vote on this amendment to the motion. And then if at that point in time, if you would want to, you could.
We wouldn't need the vote, would we, on the set? If we, well, anyway.
Well, there's an amendment to the motion now. I mean, we just want to make sure we do this right.
Seems.
How long has this moratorium been in place?
This extension has been in place since June 16th. The original one went into... the original one went into place on July 15th, 2020. 18 months, year and a half.
Lisa, is there something that's imminent that's making everybody fearful that we got to have a moratorium in place?
Well, you're giving me some guidelines as to what I can and can't do. If someone walked in, as I understood prior to, you know, wind and so forth, with a commercial possibility, which I know of none at this particular time, there would be concerns because I don't have a set of regulations that have been adopted by this county. My main concern would be for the hardship of the individuals that are thinking about putting some solar panels in their house design and so forth. So that's why I was asking, you know, for consideration to remove the individual accessory use from that so that they can continue to plan, you know, accordingly. So it's not necessarily a hardship as much as it is. It's an inconvenience as they're trying to plan, you know, in their preliminary plans right now, not knowing, you know, what the county is going to do. So that's why I asked for that.
But is there a real reason to have a moratorium in place?
Right now there is. I see it, yes. If someone were to walk into me today with a commercial energy system, I would not have a set of guidelines to go on. I only have a draft that has not been approved. So technically there's no regs, so anything goes. We'd have to set the public hearing, and then it's, you know, the hearing is, as I understand the regulations, as that day, which we have no regulations, so no consideration for setbacks, you know, no consideration for foliage or vegetation or fencing or how many kilowatts, how it hooks into the net metering system, all those types of things for commercial side that draw concerns.
Along with what Gary's saying, this would require a special use permit and a public hearing. I know this is going back to we said we had this control on wind as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would we be able to deny a special use permit for lack of regulations?
Not for a lack of regulations.
We can't. Okay.
I have no guidance. Nothing.
She's the one that's going to say whether or not it goes, and then you have a public hearing.
Yeah. So right now, we don't, you know, we're not stating that it's a commercial use. So I'd have to come to the commission and say, I have a commercial operation right now.
If you're putting the money into a commercial solar project, you think you're coming to Gage County?
We're livestock friendly.
I'm sure they'd probably kill livestock.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
the point being is we don't have any regulations. Why am I going to risk millions of dollars on something like this when I can go somewhere? I mean, solar isn't like wind. The sun is everywhere, as opposed to the wind tunnels that we see.
There are sensitive points to solar that will bring up the same, yeah, the same as, points of concern.
For the industry, it's not as limited as wind is
to
earn a profit. So that's you got a good point.
And it doesn't stand 300 feet in the air either.
This amendment that we're voting on now, though, a vote for would drop the commercial solar out of the moratorium, but still drop the wind moratorium. So commercial solar would still have a moratorium, residential would not, and wind would not have a moratorium. Does anyone have any questions on this amendment before we vote on it?
Once we do the amendment,
then we'll vote on your motion.
On what our motion,
correct,
which could
negate it all.
Okay.
Or affirm it all. Do you have any questions, Senator Byers? A vote.
Are you confused?
I'm just trying to spell it out here. A vote for this amendment. A vote yes would be we drop the moratorium on wind, drop the moratorium on residential solar, and a moratorium would remain on commercial solar. A vote against would bring us back to the original motion. Correct. And that's we'll go over that on the regular motion. All right.
And then we'll vote on our motion.
Correct.
Which could nullify the.
Correct. Any questions? I just don't want any questions before we vote. Okay. Please vote. We have three in favor with two voting nay, Tiemann and Lytle voting nay to the amendment. So the amendment passes. So the amendment now becomes the motion. So what this vote now will be for is to the amended motion. It'll be to drop the moratorium on wind, drop the moratorium on residential solar, but it'll allow commercial solar moratorium to stay in place. And the duration of that is December 31st, 2021. Any discussion on this?
With the option of extending it maybe by the next meeting, if we're going to leave it on commercial?
We don't have anything. We don't have anything in place for an extension or
I do have an extension on there, but I just don't have anything written up because I don't know which way you're going as far as for resolution. So it is written that way.
This
motion is. I just don't have a resolution typed up because I don't know how you wanted to do it. So it was hard to write a resolution.
We could push it to the next meeting.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be expired.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions or discussion? This motion would be to drop the moratorium on wind, residential solar. It would leave a moratorium in place for commercial solar.
So if this motion passes, it'll do what you just said.
Correct. A vote yes would be for that. A vote no. If you vote no on this, then it just leaves the moratoriums in place on wind and solar, and those will sunset December 31st of this year.
Okay.
Because that was just the resolution. So it's only good for a month yet. At the time, it was 6 months. Now it's only 1 month. Any other discussion? Or questions or anything. All right, please vote. Mr. Byers, are you abstaining or is that a vote no?
I'm voting no.
Okay, so we have four in favor with two voting no. Byers and Dorn voting no. Motion carries. Moratorium on wind and commercial solar is lifted as of today. And commercial solar will stay in place until December 31st, 2021. We're going to go into a brief closed session before this next item, necessary for the protection of public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual for discussion on contract. We will be looking and voting on the next item after closed session. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session per Section 84-1410 of the Nebraska Revised Statutes at 9:35 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Schuler.
Second.
Second by Haxby. Please vote.
He did.
Six in favor.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a. Do you want a recess? Is that what you're saying?
The noise.
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:13 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Hmm? Second by Dorn to come out of closed session at 10:13. Please vote. Oh, Lytle.
Lytle and Dorn.
Six in favor. Motion carries.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. I want to stay in closed session. It's fun.
There anything up next, approve or disapprove the agreement with Lutz & Company for ARPA funding reports? Is there a motion, or are we going to wait on that for a couple weeks?
Wait.
Seeing no motion, we'll leave that. Anything else for good of the order? Anybody have anything
Did
else?
Did everybody see the tree policy that they got Monday on your desks? Just reminding you to look it over, and if that's something, you know, we can review what our tree policy is, see if we want to. It's not urgent, but
where did you get this one from?
I think from Tim Baxter.
Baxter had this. Have you looked at this, Roger?
Nope.
Would you read through these? These would be township and it'd be an official policy.
I can email it to you too, Roger. But I thought I did.
I haven't seen it.
Anything else?
You know how it's different from what we've got already?
No, that's what I don't.
Anything we have for any tree policy, I want it as basic as possible.
Well, what they've been handing out is just copies of the statutes.
That's about as basic as it gets.
So anyway, that was information that I got, and I wanted to share it with you. And I also went to the Wymore City Council meeting a few weeks ago, talked to them about the Beatrice Humane Society, just gave them a heads up that an estimate of 60% of the county's services was from Wymore. But the Humane Society will be doing an accurate count this year. And they did have, and John Reitma said he talked to Carruthers. Carruthers is the city's attorney. But they had a contract. I don't know if it was ever signed or implemented. I'm not sure that it was, but they had a contract written up, and nobody can find it. Well, then Mark Meintz said that he thought it was with the city police department. So maybe they just weren't looking in the right place. Carruthers couldn't find it. Reitma couldn't find it. So Mark was going to look. But those there questioned the 60% for the city, because the only thing that the city would be just what the police department takes up here. Anything else from an individual in Wymore is handled just like an individual from any place. They take their animals in themselves. So, and I think, won't they get charged for that if they take an animal in? Or how, I don't know how that works.
They're not charged.
But they didn't think it would show up as an animal from Wymore. I mean, other than if an individual takes it in. I don't know. Anyhow.
It cost you to adopt an animal, right?
Yeah, yes. I think that's true, but
I also heard, and I'm waiting for a letter from her. She's going to put together something for us. But it is in our contract that the Humane Society is supposed to take all animals, not only from the sheriff's office, but also from any resident that brings it in. And there was a lady, her daughter was visiting, and this, it was a stray that multiplied fast. That happens. And so the daughter helped the elderly lady take these cats into the Humane Society. They are a Gage County resident. They were turned away. That's part of our contract.
Yeah, and that shouldn't happen. I mean, I didn't know that ever happened, but...
That's not the first time I've heard...
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's not the only time I've ever heard that.
And that was recent. I mean, that month or two.
I mean, people don't like euthanizing, and I know that the shelter doesn't euthanize unless they can't save them. But...
Anyway, I told Wymore, you know, they may want to consider having their own contract next year. We'll have the exact numbers because Beatrice Humane Society is going to keep track of where each animal comes from, because the 60% was just a rough estimate. They really don't know. They're just
And I thought it was more guess. Than that.
They said at least 60%.
Anything else? That's good that you... Thanks for the update on Wymore.
Also, and I'm not sure if we should be in closed session for this.
Is it any person's names or anything?
Well, yeah, it has to do with the State Line Bridge.
Oh, you didn't talk about that.
Oh, shoot.
That's what I was...
Doggone it. We're going to have to go in closed session. We probably should talk about that. I forgot. Don told me that you had an update on... It's something pertinent, though, that we should know about?
Yeah.
I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:19. Necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Schuler to go in at 10:19. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in closed session. Doggone it. Note. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:39.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Haxby. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Haxby.
Haxby seconded it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please vote.
Oh, I knew that.
You had a problem.
Uh-oh. 3 in favor with Schuler. Oops, with Haxby, yep. Tiemann, and Lytle voting nay.
Those that voted yes can leave. Those that voted nay.
It's a draw.
So what do we do?
Another motion?
This has never happened. I don't know.
Roger.
The chairman under Robert's rules can adjourn.
I read that wrong.
Roger.
It's 4 in favor with Haxby and Lytle voting nay. Motion carries 4-2.
Hey, who backed off?
Schuler, Tiemann.
I must have read the lights wrong.
Schuler. Sissy.
Would your vote then be backed out as the tiebreaker only? I don't know, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he read it wrong.
I read that.
Colorblind.
I know.